Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
We're actually going to call for different things here, we found out.
I thought it was the same.
Different things that Woods and I are calling for from the San Diego Padres.
Are you calling for someone's head?
No, not someone's head.
Schilt? You want Mike Schilt's head on a platter, you said. Hey, boy.
Don't worry about your own head.
Hey, come take it.
7 of 10.
Come take it, big head.
It's pretty good, actually. Padres are on a roll right now. Kind of a quiet roll.
It's the weirdest, quietest roll of all time. And after the game, I went and I looked at the standings, game back of the Dodgers, and I go, what?
Dodgers lost last night, so game out of first place.
It's 7-3 in their last 10.
That's it. And that's the one. That's the exact thing I looked at, and I go, how long was I in Joshua Tree? What did we take? Did we take something on toward? Where have I been? How long was my wilderness retreat? Because it sure doesn't feel like 7-3 in our last 10, but lo and behold, there they are, man. Have won, what, 3 series in a row, Benny?
3 series in a row.
That'll do it.
You know, they got a chance to win one here if they can take 2 of the next 3 from San Francisco as well. We all said split would be pretty good, actually, but now I'm kind of getting greedy. Won the first one.
When you take it to not their ace, I think, because Robbie Ray is probably their ace this year, but Logan Webb's a really good pitcher, and you saw that last night. When you get that first, when you eke out that win, you know, you get a little greedy. You're like, all right, now this turns into a 3-game set. Let's win 2 of the next 3. We will be stoked.
All right, first thing I'm calling for is fairly obvious and I would expect is going to happen. Mike Schilt deserves an explanation from Major League Baseball on that replay ruling. Like a detailed explanation from the guys in the replay room. Why did you call this the way you did? Because everybody else sees it as an obvious out. I think Major League Baseball still has a bit of a transparency problem.
Oh, minus the bit of a.
Jesse, you know, rails on that as well.
He gets so mad.
Him and Mudd were losing their minds.
Yeah, no explanation last night.
You often hear Jesse say on radio or on television last night, the umpire has a microphone. He can absolutely explain what's going on. Did you warn the dugouts or not? Because no one knows. Because you didn't point. You didn't do anything. We've got no idea. You got, you know, 40,000 people at a game. You got, you know, tens of thousands more watching on TV at home. How about, you know, the fans who are paying for everything get at least an explanation of what's going on? I would be in favor of, hey, you've got replay guys. You see that room. They show the room in New York, you know, with the screens and everything. There's like 7-8 people in there. Have someone available to both broadcasts who can come on and go, here's why we called this the way we did. How about a little bit of transparency for Major League Baseball on this. I mean, we understand you're going to get calls wrong,
sure.
But explain your thought process, because it makes no sense to us when we have the video. Did you have a different view that we're not seeing? Because, man, it looked obvious that, you know, I got space between both feet, the base. I got the
gloves on him
with the ball right on his chest. How is that not an out?
So, again, man, the things that they're missing are, as you said, transparency. The other thing is accountability. There's no accountability. We are all accountable in our lives, in our jobs especially. If I don't show up to work today, and I don't call, and I don't show up, I'm in trouble, right? I'm getting in trouble. I get written up. Something bad happens. These guys, night after night after night after night, continue to blow calls, to make games about themselves, to have quick triggers with ejections. We've seen some really bad ones this season. I know it's recency bias. I know it is. But it just seems this year they're not even willing to listen. Saw Alex Cora get thrown out last week after telling the ump, I don't want to get thrown out for this. And the umpire threw him out. And Alex goes, what are you doing? I just said I don't want to get thrown. He goes, oh, I thought you did. I thought you said you wanted to get thrown out. What? They're so quick to rip guys from games, star players from games. You're out. You're done. You looked at me. You tapped your helmet. Whatever it is. They need to be accountable, Ben. And yes, they need to be more transparent.
Second thing I am calling for. We need to see more of Jose Iglesias. And I know this is a snap judgment after the big game he had last night. But he is so good defensively. He's not hurting you on offense. I know he went through a big slump there.
Jose.
About a month ago.
Hosey
is what Schilte called him.
Not Iggy.
Hosey.
Yeah, a lot of heroes. Pitchers, obviously. We'll get to that. But, man, what a ball game by Hosey.
Hosey.
They tried him that one day in left field. Didn't look good. But
nor
I mean,
should
that was
he.
One infielder. Day. He's such a good infielder. Get Manny, get Xander, get Jake off their feet a little more often. I think we should be seeing him out there. I feel comfortable when he is out there. I feel like he's going to make contact most of the time when he's at the plate. Is he going to hit for power? No, of course not. He had over 300 with the Mets last year, though. You've got to give him a chance. You signed him for a reason. He's a good post-game interview, too. I mean, very smooth. I think everyone likes that guy. I want to see a little more Iglesias on the field.
Okay. You're not going to get any arguments from me. I think Mike Schilt is up against it a little bit every night with just what he's got. The bench doesn't scare anyone. You know, it doesn't. It doesn't scare one single opposing team. No one is looking at the seventh and going, man, if I go here, they're going to counter with blank, and we're screwed. And we had Gavin Sheets coming off the bench last night, which was nice. That was nice. Ended up, you know, rolling over to second base, but that happens. But really, if he's in the lineup, Ben, as the DH, yeah, your bench is really nothing. So who sits? Is it just get guys off their feet?
I think it's get guys off their
every
feet.
Every single
you can,
night?
You can rotate. Not every single
second,
night.
Second, short, third?
You know, four or five times, you know, a week out of seven. Get Manny off his feet once as a DH. Get Xander off his feet once as a DH. Get Jake off his feet once. And Arise. And then Jake can move over to first. And,
sure.
And Iglesias can play second. I think he's your best defender at second and short, and I think he's
then you run the risk,
very
though,
close to Manny at third, as we saw last night.
Then you run the risk, though, of the guy that you get off your feet will DH, and then you don't have Sheets in the lineup. So, again, a little bit up against it if you're Mike Schilt.
True, but that gives you
if you can acquire
a left fielder,
yeah,
it gives you a really great option off the bench. And, you know, and then the other day, Sheets is going to be DHing. You still need a left fielder to make this all work.
No doubt. You need a left fielder to make it work. The other thing, the thing I was going to call for, and I think a lot of people probably share this same sentiment, is Fernando Tatis Jr. probably needs to come out of the one at this point. I don't look at it as a demotion. I look at it as, hey, man, maybe it's a chance for you to be better protected. Maybe it's a chance for you to break out of this slump. I think his slump was, I mean, somebody texted me the numbers. It's bad, man. It was like it was something nuts. Like he's slumping really, really bad.
It's weird because
he got the knock last night. That helps a little.
He's reached base in six straight games, yeah. But he's not hitting the way you expect Tatis to hit it.
Correct.
He hadn't struck out in five straight games until last night, right, when he got caught looking twice. But I tend to agree with you. Here's the question, though. And we've debated this many times, and I know you're going to say Arise, but I don't think I want Arise batting leadoff either.
The only way I want Arise batting leadoff is if there's a conversation with him of, hey, man, really try not to expand, right? Really try to find pitches that you can do damage with. And, you know, his damage is a single or a double at most. But that's
hitting the ball great the last couple of weeks.
But that's valuable. You know, a single from your leadoff hitter is fairly valuable.
But now, if you're not getting power and you haven't been getting a ton, having Arise on first base is not that helpful because he's not fast. He's just he's going to be mostly station to station.
He's not Diaz. He can go first to third on a single.
He can. But
everyone's saying that the clogs up the bat.
I think Merrill is the guy now that I want to try leading.
He doesn't
look at a lot of pitches.
He doesn't look at.
I don't mind him getting up more than anybody else. He's got your best OPS. Oftentimes in modern baseball, you put your leading OPS guy first, your Kyle Schwarber, whoever.
Yeah.
And Merrill is your leading OPS guy. So why not give him the most at bats right now of anyone on the team? Got plenty of speed out there. He can go first to home. In a flash. The one thing he doesn't do is he doesn't see a lot of pitches. He doesn't walk a lot. So you are giving up that, a little bit of that. But I don't mind seeing Merrill in the leadoff spot at this point if we were going to make a change.
Yeah, that would be fine with me as well. But I think Tatis probably needs to be out of that spot. I do. Does anybody mind Jackson Merrill getting more ABs right now? I sure don't. I think that would be great. I think it'd be great for him. But again, you know, Schilt is pretty dug in, you know, and when they went through, and I guess they're still going through it, an offensive skid, guy didn't really change much. I mean, he really didn't change much at all. He's just rolling with it. And, you know, we saw the 24 scoreless last playoffs. It wasn't working. He stuck with it. And,
you know, it kind of says it all right there.
It kind of says it all.
If he wasn't going to make any changes then, I don't think he's going to make any changes in May.
You know, and see, Ill says he coddles egos too much. He won't shake up the lineup. I just don't think Fernando's ego would be bruised if they moved him from 1-2 or 1-3. I really don't. I think he'd understand, like, hey, man, I've got 2 hits and 60 at-bats. Shake it up. And with Manny behind me, maybe I'm gonna get something else, better pitches. And it hasn't worked out like it did at the beginning of the season. So at the time, like, it's not a demotion. Hitting him ninth would be a demotion.
I don't mind Arise third. I know it's weird to think of it because he doesn't have power, but if you have Merrill and Tatis with speed and they both get singles, and now you got first and third or second and third, a
double. You're getting that run in.
Arise is getting the runs in from third. He's going to get some more RBI opportunities in the third spot, and he makes contact like you want a guy like that to do. So I don't mind going like Merrill, Tatis, Arise, Machado, Sheets, Bogarts, Cronenworth, sure. If you want to keep lefty righty all the way through.
Iglesias, right. Yeah.
You know, if Iglesias is in there, eighth, and then the catcher. I mean, I don't mind a look like that, but I do feel like we're getting closer to the day where Mike Schilt has to do some sort of shakeup that's not injury or rest day related to his lineup. But there's really been no changes other than injuries or rest days. He's been pretty consistent all year long.
Yeah, you know, and as it pertains to Tatis, again, running out that ground ball last night, you know, not dogging it at all, seeing it, smelling it, that's a knock for me. I'm going to get a knock here using just my talent and my speed. That speaks a lot to me. He got fooled on a couple pitches, man. Sometimes you don't see it very well. He's not seeing it very well right now. A little bit late on the heater, not recognizing spin like he was. I love the kid. I think he's going to be fine. But again, man, moving him down the lineup a little bit, I certainly don't think it would help this team.
All right, let's see. Other notes from the game last night. Again, you mentioned the bullpen was fantastic.
I want to hear from
they always
one of the players.
Have been.
Yeah,
let's get some audio from the players. Outstanding.
Tyler Wade.
T. Wade
was sent over to me yesterday. Pretty good stuff. Just talking about the whole atmosphere. It felt like a playoff game last night.
What's part of a game like this? Like, Webb's dealing. Yeah. Your guys are dealing.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Fun, man. You don't want, I mean, two good teams in this division. This division's super competitive. Coley, man, that was ballsy, man. You know, I think it was a bases loaded, nobody out, coming out of that with no runs. Iggy doing his thing. And then obviously Webb on the other side too was doing his thing. He was nasty tonight. He was making good pitches. But yeah, that's fun. You come to this place with a good energy and you know it's gonna be a dogfight, and we caught a dogfight tonight, and it's always nice to come out on the other side on that.
you guys obviously have an offense that's capable of doing big things, but when you are in a little bit of a rut like right now, how important is it to nail the little things?
Like, yeah. I mean, it's baseball, man. Like, we've played some really good teams. And like I said, this division is super competitive, and Logan Webb's a great pitcher, man. Like, a really good pitcher, and he's got a lot of stuff, and his stuff was working tonight. So, you know, being able to just grind out one run. We always talk about scoring one more run than the other team. Like, that was just kind of a testament to that. Like, no one was really out of it until the last one. So, yeah.
Not a lot of fly balls while two starters were in there. It was a little boring out on the outfield.
No, never boring. There's a lot of stuff going on behind me. So, yeah, never boring. But I'm always ready. But, yeah, no, not boring at all.
I love him, man. I love T-Wade. Glue guy. Glue guy for life. Finds a way to get things done. Gets the bunt down. You know, hits that seed up the middle the game before. Guy's always in the mix, man. Always in the mix doing something great.
We talked about, obviously, the Padres still struggling offensively. The Giants are really in the offensive torture chamber.
It's pretty nuts,
and you want to keep them there this series at least.
Yeah, you do. You're looking up and down that lineup, and you're going, oh wow, you wrote a big check for Willie Adames. You wrote a big check for Matt Chapman.
I don't mean this to sound insulting, but it's one thing to get shut down by Logan Webb. It's another thing to get shut down by Stephen Kolek.
No doubt.
And, you know, one is not necessarily equivalent to the other.
No.
Giants had some chances, but only on walks, really. They did not hit last night. They hit some balls hard in the 10th inning, finally. They found gloves. Hopefully you keep them in their torture chamber. They're not hitting with runners in scoring position. They're going through a stretch that we just saw with the Padres. It was like 7-for-60-something at this point. They don't let them out in the next few days. Don't give them that confidence. Don't let them turn the corner. This is a time that you want to keep them struggling offensively because they're going to pitch well. They got a great starting rotation, great bullpen.
Their back end is nasty.
And a ballpark that really helps them keep the runs in check. I expect low-scoring games throughout this series.
Yeah, dude. And, you know, to win a game like that, too, that got a little chippy, you know, and I obviously, when Kolek hit Lamont Wade on the hand, obviously it sounded like a bat to me when it first happened. I go, I'd hit his bat, dude. This guy, you know, I almost tweeted out a picture of an Academy Award because Lamont Wade was doing the thing. Well, then they pulled him from the game, and I went, oh, God, I'm glad I didn't tweet that out. He looks like he really wore one in the knuckles. Then, of course, ball gets away, hits Wilmer Flores. Again, thought it hit the knob. Wilmer took exception to it. And like Mudd said, yeah, we get it. It sucks getting hit by a pitch. It hurts. But there's no intent there, obviously. Man, did you guys see the picture of the homies coming out last night around the fence? And it was Manny, it was Hayward, and I believe it was Maldi. Walked out when Wilmer started running mouth to Kolek. Kolek immediately put his hand up. And he put his hand up, and he's like, bro, I'm not trying to hit you here. Like, use your head. Look at those guys.
They look like mafia enforcers. They literally standing there.
They look like the UPS mafia right there. They're ready.
Brown and gold.
Look at them. Yeah. Joe leaning over. They're
about to brawl with some FedEx guys.
Yeah, they're about to do a FedEx brawl. There's Ricky. There's our boy Ricky. Look at Ricky, Paulie. You see him? Yeah, he's like, what's up?
You want some of this?
And look at Hayward, man. If I'm Wilmer Flores, I'm like, oh, God. All right, I'm gonna zip my lip here. It was now to win a chippy game like that, I thought the warnings were absolutely unnecessary.
Giants were mad. Wilmer was mad because Lamont Wade. Well, and that Lamont Wade got injured.
Yeah.
And that was clearly not intentional.
Clearly. I mean,
neither of them did a great job of getting out of the way. Hey, you know what? The pitchers can throw inside. They're major league pitchers. They've got to throw inside or they won't be in the big leagues anymore. So you can't be mad when they throw inside. You know, can get out of the way, but they're all they lean into every pitch like they think it's going to be on the outside corner. You're going to get hit when you do that sometimes. You can't be mad about it when a ball leaks in and you're thinking outside corner and you're diving over the plate and, it hits you in the hand. That's your fault.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And, he just got a little chippy, and I love chippy baseball. I think it's great. I think it's good for the game. I mean, they're tweeting it on Talking Baseball last night, like, oh, man, getting chippy. It wasn't that chippy. Flores was pissed. They did end up giving the warnings. Casey Schmidt, though, local kid, good kid. Him trying to lean into that pitch, you may wear one for that at some point.
So glad that he struck out on the next pitch.
Me and you both, buddy. Me and you both. But Casey Schmidt, local kid.
Aztec for life.
Aztec for life. He's trying to get that elbow in there. They don't like that. They don't like that move.
A couple of quick notes. Padres' first scoreless tie through 9 innings since the final day of the 2023 season. Got that from A.J. Cassavell. And the Padres improved to 2-3 now in extra inning games. It's their second straight win, second straight Monday, in which they had an extra inning win. They did it against the Marlins last Monday. So a little bit better results now in extra inning games. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, it is our Don't Do This segment. I have a pre. Usually it's something that's already happened.
Oh, you have a pre?
I have one that someone has called out. Like, actually, don't do this because it would be a bad idea.
Okay.
So,
I like this.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up next with more Bennett Woods after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Do this, though, would be head down to 7 Mile Casino for a variety of reasons. First and foremost, of course, it's a terrific place to play cards. California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em poker, Pai Gow and Baccarat. They cater to high-limit players or just casual players going to have a good time in a really great atmosphere, Woods.
Yeah, in the atmosphere. Let's talk about that for a second. It's a smoke-free environment. That's great. No, nobody puffing camels right next to you. No slot machines ringing in your ears. Just good food, good people, and good card games.
Yeah, and you mentioned the food. The good food is at Sammy's at 7 Mile. It's available 24-7. In addition to the regular Sammy's menu, you can order off their 24-7 players menu. Great Asian favorites. I don't know if I've mentioned it before. The Kung Pao Chicken, the best I've ever had. It is really, really outstanding. Weekend brunch is best in South County, Saturdays and Sundays, 9 to 3. You can eat it out on the patio. The weather is supposed to be gorgeous this week. Enjoy it right there on San Diego Bay with the views of Coronado and the Bay. It's great!
Check it out for yourself, my friends, at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't
do this.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
I haven't missed the goat sounder, have I, Paulie?
Nope, you have not.
All right, remember, you're listening for the goat to win a four-pack of tickets and parking to the San Diego County Fair. Don't know when that's going to happen, though. You got to listen to Paulie Reindel. He has full control.
It was about to happen, but
now I've warned everybody you can't
you
do it.
Blew
I'm
it.
Sorry.
You blew it.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust. Maybe that was a Don't Do This for me. Don't Do This brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Dude.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. And I will start with Charles Barkley literally telling TNT, don't do this. And by this, he specifically means the idea that they actually filmed like a pilot, a test run of an Inside the NBA show. Now remember, Inside the NBA, Farewell, Going Away, going to be on ESPN next year. But ESPN's not going to air it as often as TNT did. It's only going to be on a couple of times a week.
TNT was Tuesdays and Thursdays for the last, like, 30 years,
but
then
the
a
playoffs,
lot during the playoffs.
Like, all the way through. But it's not going to be quite as prominent on ESPN. So TNT still owns it. They're still producing it. And they wanted Charles and the crew to come up with a way that they can keep doing the show on other nights on TNT. But
can you explain, like, a little more how this is even going to look? Because it sounds like so weird that competing organizations and networks are doing this.
It's like us doing
a show at Odyssey, like from the Odyssey studios, but we're airing it on iHeartRadio and
it's
paid by
the street.
Like,
it's fairly unprecedented. This is an unusual
situation.
We're open
to that, by the way, just so you guys know.
So I think
I'm sure our agent's on it. The
ESPN Inside the NBA show, my guess, will look a lot like it has over the last few years. Big set, highlights, you know, guests after the games, because ESPN has the basketball rights. TNT also wants Charles and company, though, to do a show for TNT. But here's the thing. They don't have any basketball rights, so they can't show any highlights. They can't do any interviews.
Sounds awesome.
And it would likely have to air opposite of when the games are actually on. And Charles just laid into him during the Dan Patrick show as a guest. He said, TNT's trying to do something stupid behind the scenes. We taped a pilot about a month ago. It was the stupidest S I've ever seen in my life. Because we're not going to be on ESPN as much as people think. We're only going to be working about half the time for one third of the time. So I think TNT wants to do something. And we taped a pilot about a month ago, and it was the stupidest S ever.
I don't understand it. I really, TNT wanted, it's over. The contract's over. So I'm done with TNT, I think, in my mind, if I'm them. Yeah.
But they still work for TNT.
No, their paychecks will still come from Turner.
Yeah, it'll be technically
not
TNT because they're producing Inside the NBA for ESPN.
Oh my God! So they want them to do extra.
Yeah,
like
I mean, TNT is still their employer,
so
they're looking.
Wait,
yes,
they want them to do
a roundtable. Yes, they want them
a basketball roundtable.
They want them to do a weekly roundtable.
Charles, I sympathize, my brother.
During a game,
I sympathize. I really do. I feel for you.
I hope nobody else is getting any other ideas.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ideas been flowing around this place lately. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that at 8.
Are you the Charles Barkley of 97.3
I don't think there's any question. I mean, I don't think that there's any question whatsoever. I got an update for you on the Lance McCullers story I told you about maybe yesterday, maybe last week. You know, threatened online. Guy said, I'm going to find you. I'm going to find your family. I'm going to kill you, kill your family. Cool, man. Very, very, very cool because I had a bad game. Well, they found the guy. It was an intoxicated bettor located overseas. He was behind the social media threats directed last month at Lance McCullers and his family, according to the Houston Police Department. The department declined to identify the suspect or his location. No charges have been filed. The man did apologize, asked that his apology be relayed to McCullers and his family. The case remains open while charges are considered. Again, the threat said to find, I'm going to find your kids and murder them, sent to him after a start against the Reds on the 10th. So they have found this guy. which I love that they found him. I love that they put the fear into him. I do this again. I doubt very much Lance McCullers needs to be worried about this particular guy. But again, an intoxicated bettor getting mad because his parlay didn't hit with Lance McCullers, then threatening his family, is out of control.
This is why we have segments like Don't Do This. Call out bad behavior in the hopes that people will realize how dumb they're being and will correct that behavior in the future.
Correct.
At least he admitted. That was...
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't have done it.
Yes, I did it. I was drunk. I'm sorry. No excuse.
All right, finally, a little doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
And this is for one of our great tier ones and show friends, Steve Sugimoto, SDSU golfer, now trying to make his way in the world of professional golf in Japan. And he posted an update over the weekend. Says, I've successfully made 4 of 4 cuts to begin the year, but finally got my first top 10 finish this week.
Yes, sir.
Finally getting my tournament feels back, and most importantly, staying healthy. On to the next little clip of him tapping in on Japanese television on the 18th hole. It was the Taiheyo Club Challenge Tournament 2025. Steve Sugimoto finishing tied for 8th with rounds of 68, 70, and 67 at 11 under par. Picked up 63 points in whatever their points standings are. I mean, that's what he's trying to do. Get as many points as possible. You finish high enough, you can promote yourself to like the DP World Tour, or, you know, eventually hopefully get to the PGA Tour. Yesterday was a great day of golf. I actually watched a lot of the, they call it golf's longest day.
Golf's longest day, the U.S. Open qualifier.
36-hole U.S. Open qualifiers. And there were some amazing stories. How about this one? A practicing dentist, amateur golfer, who happened to grow up, he was a caddy at Oakmont, where the U.S. Open is going to be, qualified in Walla Walla, Washington, and is going to get to play in the U.S. Open. He's a dentist, and he's going to be playing against Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy next week. How about a 17-year-old high schooler who's going to go to Georgia next year, shot 63-63 to obliterate the field and qualify for the U.S. Open.
Who's this kid?
And then the most dramatic one, this is one in Ohio where they just had the PGA tournament. It came down to 5 players, a playoff for 1 spot. The 5 players included Ricky Fowler, Max Homa, Cameron Young, and Eric Cole, all PGA Tour players, all successful PGA Tour players.
Why didn't they qualify for the U.S. Open? They haven't won enough?
They're not in the top 60 in the world and don't have any automatic qualifying, so they had to get in just the old-fashioned way like everybody else.
Wow!
It came down to the extra hole. Cameron Young birdied the extra hole, so Ricky out. Has not missed a U.S. Open, and he's begging for a sponsor's exemption. Max Homa out. Max Homa carried his own bag all 36 holes. Yeah, because there's two extra playoffs. He apparently fired his caddy. He wouldn't
talk
about it.
Like when? The day before?
Yeah. I mean, he's playing this week in the Canadian Open. I'm assuming he's going to have a caddy for that.
They said he has to essentially win the Canadian Open to qualify.
He blew it on the last hole of regulation. He was on in 2, just needed a 2-putt birdie, and I think he 3-putted, but he slapped his last one, and it tapped out. He was frustrated. He would have been in. Instead, he fell into a playoff and lost that playoff.
So. Noted Dodger fan Max Homa has really scuffled since the Dodgers won the World Series. So at what cost, Max? At what cost?
And that is don't and do this for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I give a little love to the Colorado Rockies as well, who won their 10th game of the season.
Saw that.
They now have more, since last May 3rd, so a month ago today, Scottie Scheffler has 3 wins. The Rockies now have 4 wins.
Yep.
So congratulations, you've won more than a PGA Tour golfer in the last month,
it's
Colorado
insane.
Rockies.
Hey, Max Homa and Adam Scott, can I get a whole yeah?
That's a blast from the past. We can talk more baseball
Max
coming
Homa.
Back, including those L.A. Dodgers continuing their New York week, taking on the Mets. They also went extra innings yesterday.
They did.
Talk about that and more coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
First, gang, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. Yep, man, as soon as the show's over, off to the gym again, trying to break new records. And, again, couldn't have done this without QC Kinetics because, you know, when you lift weights, unless you're doing leg day exclusively, you need your hands, and really you need your wrists. I could not lift anything over a pound a couple years back. Very, very severe pain in both wrists. Went to QC Kinetics, was skeptical, and I got the treatments, and my wrists are stronger than they've ever been. I couldn't be more grateful for that. So if you woke up this morning in pain in your joints, your knees, your shoulders, your hips, your back, your wrist, whatever it may be, call them. Just see if you're a good candidate for their incredible cellular level treatments. Take your body's own healing power, helps heal and restore your damaged tissue. Apparently my tissue was very damaged, and they fixed it right up. I'm so happy. I'm so grateful for them. They go after the very source of the pain. Say goodbye to the chronic pain you're living with. Live your best life this summer. Get back in the water. Get back on the golf course, whatever it is that you love to do. Call them today. Consultations free. QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. That's 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics. Tell them Woodsy sent you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, again, kind of early for scoreboard watching, but there was only limited action last night in Major League Baseball. Welcome back. It's Ben and Woods on a Tuesday morning here on 97.3 The Fan. Biggest game outside of Oracle Park was definitely down at Dodger Stadium, where the Mets and Dodgers met just after the Dodgers had finished up with three against the Yankees. Here comes an equally good New York challenge to town, and this time it was the Mets who took game one of the series. Now, they took a 2-0 lead. Francisco Lindor is having a really good season.
Such a monster.
Padres have not faced the Mets yet. I am a little scared of them at this point.
No doubt.
Not of Juan Soto. I'm scared of Francisco Lindor at this point.
Soto is struggling.
Got the 2-0 lead. Dodgers couldn't do anything until Shohei Ohtani hit one, just landed, hit our building, I think.
Yeah. Paul Blackburn absolutely carving them up last night, which again, like,
got Shohei a couple times. I mean, it was looking good.
Like, Paul Blackburn goes out and carves up the Dodgers offense, which just, again, like, every team struggles, every team goes through it, every team has lulls, every team gets beaten on a, you know, you have to remember things like that, because again, how many times did we say last week, Ben, really, last week, the week before, who is this guy that is just decimating Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis and Luis Arraez and can't get anything going? Paul Blackburn goes into Dodger Stadium and carves up the Dodgers last night.
And then goes to the ninth inning. So Otani hits his 23rd in the seventh. Bottom of the ninth, Tommy Edmonds singles. And then with one out, Hyesung Kim reached on an infield single, and Tommy Edmonds went to third after stealing second. Shohei Otani comes up. Sacrifice fly this time and ties the score, too. Came close.
Almost got it.
But then Teoscar Hernandez struck out. So they went to the 10th, and it was Tanner Scott, who has not been quite as locked down as he was for the San Diego Padres last year, who took the mound.
I really liked Tanner Scott as a Padre. I love him as a Dodger. And I mean, you asked me, is there anybody on the Dodgers you like? Because you're a generational Dodger hater. Yeah, I'll tell you who I like. I like Tanner Scott. Big fan. Huge fan of Tanner Scott. Love his work.
He gave up a double to Francisco Alvarez to make it 3-2. The free runner scored. And then Lindor brought him home with a single. And the Mets had their two runs for the 4-2 lead, which they did need because the Dodgers scored one away in the bottom of the 10th.
Did you see who the Mets brought in to pitch? Jose Castillo. I didn't even know he just got DFA'd by the Diamondbacks. Had no idea he was still in the league. Comes in, he was terrible. And you're sitting there going, all right, well, I mean, and I tweeted, they're going to bail Tanner Scott out of this. Their offense is too good.
But he got Max Muncy, didn't he?
Yep.
He needed to get Max Muncy, and he got him.
Got him.
And then they brought in Jose Buto, who got the final two outs without getting the run home from third. And the Mets held on for the 4-3 win to take the series opener. It was a pretty interesting game. Yeah, Tanner Scott's ERA now 4.73. It never got anywhere near that high during his season with the Padres last year, half season with the Padres.
How cool is it that we finally have a spy in the Dodgers organization instead of them always having spies like Matt Beatty in our organization? Love it. Thank you, Tanner. Big fan of yours. Now, we face them in, a week? Fully expect him to be locked in by then. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Watch Ruben like, hey, bro, I'm noticing that your elbow's like this baseball fraternity.
Hey, remember what happened on last year?
Don't even talk to Tanner.
Don't say a word.
Don't even say a word to him.
Not one single solid. That's how baseball goes.
Even if he comes around looking like he just wants to reconnect and say hi to all the guys, you just walk past
him. You walk away. I remember hearing the story of Roy Halladay at an All-Star game. And he cornered Mariano Rivera and was like, hey, bro, can you show me how to throw your cutter? And Rivera's like, sure. And the next thing you know, everyone's like, hey, what are you doing? Like, this guy was already elite. Don't show him a devastating cutter that you throw. Yeah, I don't know that I agree with all of that. Like, hey, man, I'm scuffling right now. You're in our division. We need him to keep we need to keep him.
This isn't
down.
What's the guy's name on the Marlins? Ronnie.
Yeah, this isn't Ronnie Simone, who's now, by the way, good news. That should have been a do this as well.
Did he get a job?
He got a job with the Pittsburgh Pirates, picked him up. So good for him.
Elsewhere in baseball last night, the Milwaukee Brewers still red hot. They won their eighth in a row. That's where the Padres are headed next. They beat the Cincinnati Reds 3-2. The Tigers also hot. Three home runs for Kerry Carpenter. They became the first team to win 40 games as they obliterated the White Sox 13-1. And don't look now, but do you see who's red hot? Mike Trout has come off the injured list, and he is smoking hot. Angels hit three home runs in a six-run first inning against the Red Sox, held on for a 7-6 win. Trout, three-run shot, his 10th of the season. I think he's like 10 for 24 or something since coming off the injured list.
Yeah, and Ron Washington says, he's hitting in the five hole, by the way. So when you think, you can't move guys around, you're going to bruise their ego. Mike Trout, who's one of the best baseball players of our generation, Mike Trout hits five for the Los Angeles Angels. Mike Trout hits 5 for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So, yeah, things can happen. Things can be moved around. He's raking in the 5 spot. I think the temptation, obviously, is to move him up to 1 or 2. Yeah, of course. And Washington, you know, maybe to his credit or to his detriment, is like, no, I'm leaving him. He's mashing in the 5.
And, Ray Darko points it out. I was thinking the same thing. Any losses by the Red Sox could
the same thing.
Could make Jaren Duran a little more available. I mean, they're only 4 games below 500. They're certainly not out of it by any stretch of the imagination, but if they head in that direction, it could change the equation when it comes to who they might make available in a trade. So.
Yeah, it was. Hey, listen, I'll tell you, our little hit with Dennis Lynn yesterday got major attention. Section 10 podcast.
That's a Red Sox podcast.
Yeah, it's a Red Sox podcast. They picked it up. They tweeted out about it, and they said we enjoyed this conversation with Dennis Lynn, and I thought this was such a nice compliment, man. I read through the comments, and so it said Tyler Milliken is the one that posted the original. He said some more insight from Dennis Lynn on his report about the Padres being interested in Jaren Duran. Notes that it's going to have to be a really good return for Boston. Alludes to the Red Sox having their reasons for listening. Leo DeVries, not likely. Then I saw this guy, G. Wanders, tweeted this. I thought this was so cool. He goes, I'm kind of envious that talk radio in San Diego isn't a contrived soap opera. Positive sign how they're open to landing Duran. Expect to pay up for him. Would love to see this happen quick, so there's not a lot of time for this to get in his head. I said, hey, thanks for the compliment.
Talk radio.
That's what we shoot for every day. And he goes, you got it. I'll be listening to you guys if trade talks heat up. And I thought to myself, he's absolutely right, because I see a lot of clips come on my feed every day. The guy in New York, Sal Licata, that dude, the bald guy. I mean, I watched some of his takes and I go, how do you do this? How do you get on the air? And he's yelling at Tyrese Halliburton. And he said, we made you. New York made you. You'd never be a NBA finalist if it wasn't for New York. And I go, that's not something to brag about. Like, they just whipped your ass, you know, up and down the court. And you're saying, don't talk about New York. New York made you who you are. And it's like, no, you got to give that guy his credit, in my opinion. And I think he's right, man. Sometimes on the East Coast, it does sound a little bit, not a little bit, sounds a lot contrived.
Is that what's expected? Just, do you feel like the host, that's what the listeners are expecting?
Doesn't it get old?
That's shouting at everybody.
I want to know, does it wear you out on a daily basis to have guys come in and just beat the table? And again, talk about a contrived soap opera. I thought it was so ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't want to be boring, but I don't think we're boring, even though it's not a soap opera and it's not contrived. I'd like to think that we can keep it from getting boring.
I think so. Sometimes we're boring. I get it. Not all home runs.
Sometimes games are kind of boring.
That's right.
In all sports, not just baseball. Interesting. Well, that was a nice compliment. I do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. All right, quick check of traffic. Did have some new news from that trade rumor from Kevin Acey in his newsletter as well. Get to that next here on 97.3 The Fan. So, Woods, this confirms something that I know you and I have both heard from people inside the organization. But Kevin Acey writes this morning, it takes two kinds of capital to be a successful buyer at the trade deadline. What do you need? Well, obviously you need prospects and players that are interesting to the team you're trying to trade with, and you also need enough money to take on the salary of whoever you are acquiring. And he says, regarding the second requirement, people familiar with the Padres situation say money is not the primary challenge. The team is willing to add a few million to the payroll.
That's great news.
That is good, and it is echoing what we have also kind of heard.
Yeah, we just heard this recently, actually.
As much as was made in the offseason about the salary cap, the CBT luxury tax level, and, you know, can they afford to go over the limits, and where are they? They're over right now. Doesn't sound like they're, you know, going to wring their hands about adding a few million more before the trade deadline to acquire the kind of piece that they think they need. And they know they need more offense, probably specifically a left fielder, whether it's Jaren Duran or someone else. A couple of million in extra salary does not sound like it's going to be a stumbling block for the Padres, which is good news.
That's great news. A couple million, 5 million, 10 million, I don't know what the number is.
I mean, it's always prorated, so I mean, yeah, unless you're acquiring an absolute
star,
expensive superstar, I don't think it'll be that much. But, you know, it was something I was certainly concerned about, at least going into this season. Are they going to have to shed payroll to get under a CBT level Doesn't sound like there's any kind of directives from John Seidler or anything that, oh, no, we can't do this anymore. Got to sell. No, none of that is going on. But
the quote that I heard from a Padres insider, you know, somebody in the organization was, the money thing is overblown. Don't worry about it. And I went, oh, okay. And I trust this person implicitly. And I said, oh, all right. Sounds good to me, man. Oh,
I like that.
That's good news. Great. Again, we talked about with Dennis yesterday, the window. Now, you always want to be able to extend that window as long as you can. And you know, when you have two guys like King and Cease coming off of the books, there's pressure to win now. And I think everybody knows that. AJ Preller feels pressure. The fans certainly feel the pressure. The players feel the pressure. There's pressure to win. They want to win a World Series.
Doesn't that have to factor in, like we were talking earlier in the show, about the Duran potential trade and Salas, DeVries? Like, doesn't that have to – you have to take that into consideration, the win now. Like,
yeah. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
We're looking at – I mean, at absolute best, Salas maybe next year, at the absolute fastest rate – It we're still next year.
Yeah, like, it's next year.
You're looking at a potential MVP that can play for several years and go in your left field, in your lineup, day one.
Yeah. Which brings us to the bad news here. We got 30 seconds left, but AC writes, the price in terms of minor league talent for Duran is thought by many to be beyond what the Padres have on hand after years of trades to make the major league team better.
Again,
who knows how much the Red Sox are really asking?
Well, who knows how much they're going to take and settle for? You know, AJ's creative.
You start high.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
and if it's not Duran, find somebody else.
All right, Jesse Agler will join us in our third hour, plus take on Woods and more. Don't go away. Ben Woods on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.